It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Let's listen in on this conversation between our two friends at 79 Wistful Vista.
What's that you're looking at, McGee?
Oh, a little after 7, I guess.
And what time is it, McGee?
The modified 5 plan of the Prudential Insurance Company.
McGee, you haven't heard a word I've said.
Well, I'm sorry, Molly. This modified 5 plan of Prudential's started me thinking back to the first 5 years we were married. Remember how we scrimped and scrambled for the mighty buck?
Oh, do I? But young couples always find budgeting a problem, don't they?
They sure do.
I know most of them would like to have about twice as much insurance as they feel they can manage.
And that's exactly why the Prudential developed the modified 5 plan. For the first 5 years of this plan, these young married folks who naturally expect their income to go up can actually have the life insurance protection they want at just about half the premium they'd ordinarily expect to pay.
Well, what happens after this 5-year breathing spell?
Then the regular premium goes into effect.
So if you're a young couple beginning to set up house and start a family, you should know about Prudential's modified 5 plan. It can give you the life insurance protection you need when you most need it. Just ask your Prudential agent.
The Woman's Club is conducting its annual Valentine's Day cookie sale today in downtown Wistful Vista. Here's Mrs. McGee crossing 14th Street right now on her way to work the afternoon shift.
See it across the street, McGee? Isn't that a nice little booth they built for us?
Well, good spot, too, right in front of the Bon Ton.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to be working down here? All afternoon?
Oh, no, just a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to relieve Mrs. Carter there till 4 o'clock, and then Mrs. Bradley takes over. Hello, Mrs. Carter. How's business?
Oh, Mrs. McGee, business has been fine, dear. Slow down a little now, though. Well, you're early, aren't you? I didn't expect you till 2 o'clock.
I know. We just got downtown early, and I thought maybe you'd like to get away. It's about 1:30, isn't it?
On the nose.
I'd just as soon stay, dear. My husband's picking me up here at 2, so I'm stuck anyhow.
Well, okay. I can kill a half hour. Come on, McGee. We'll take a walk around the shops.
Uh-oh. Look, Tootsie. Every time we take a walk around the shops, I get a charley horse right in the charge account.
Oh, now.
Why don't we go over to Walt's small shop? We can kill half an hour for half a buck there.
Oh, come on now. I won't buy anything. We'll just look in the windows.
Same as last words.
Hold the fort, Mrs. Carter. I'll be back at 2. Well, we certainly got a nice break on the weather today, didn't we?
Yeah, you ought to sell a lot of cookies. A lot of people downtown.
Yeah, all the stores are having big sales. The new spring styles are in, and everything is so beautiful.
Sure, sure. Everything's always beautiful. You know how I feel, Molly. I'd like to take you in and buy you a mink coat if I had the money, but who can afford a mink coat?
Not us, that's for sure. And who needs it? If anything, you need a new suit. That blue serge is so shiny.
This suit is fine. We haven't got that kind of money. After the Christmas bills and all, I'd be lucky to scrape up the price of a new hat.
You will? Oh, what a wonderful surprise.
Now, wait a minute, kid.
What a sweet thought for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine to you, too, sweetheart.
Huh?
I know just the place right down the street. A new shop with some wonderful buys. Henri's Parisian Hat Salon.
But, Molly...
I won't buy anything expensive, and it'll give me such a lift to sit in that cookie booth this afternoon with a new Paris hat on, a Valentine gift from my generous husband.
I wish I knew how the heck this happened, because it'll happen again if I can't figure out how it did this.
Good afternoon, monsieur, madame. Welcome to Henri's Parisian Hat Salon. I am Henri.
That figures.
How do you do, I'm sure.
We're looking for a hat, bud.
A hat. Oh, this is wonderful. You are so lucky to come in here, monsieur, because this is what I sell. Hats.
Look, Monsieur, are you trying to be fun? Where'd he go?
Here we are. The latest style from Paris, and so reasonably priced, if madame will sit here.
Nothing too fancy now.
Yeah, we'd like something chic, but conservative.
Oh, Henri has many hats. We will find something to please you both. Now, if I may show you this...
How about this brown one, dearie?
You already have 2 brown ones.
That's right, including the one from our honeymoon.
What about this blue one?
Too light. Oh, how about this black one with a heavy veil?
Heavy is right. Strangers will be walking up to you on the street and slipping you atomic secrets if you wear that thing. That's not for you. Anyway, your face is too cute to cover with a veil.
Thank you, sir.
If I may suggest, madame...
How about this green one?
With my coloring, I'm afraid not.
May I suggest this clush, madame, with the fur trim?
Oh,
I'm
very... No fur. Remember that last fur hat of yours, Molly? The one that blew off downtown? And you chased it around the corner and a cop stopped you and said, why wasn't your Pekingese on a leash?
Oh, yeah. Well, this one with the brim is not for me. And I have nothing at all to wear with that one. What about this little straw here, McGee?
A lovely creation, monsieur. That is a Parisian Milan. It is a mesh, you see?
Boy, you said it. Looks like a haystack caught in a hurricane. Well, that was a nice try, Henry. But I think you better show us some more.
Yes, and do hurry, please. I only have 20 minutes. I have to be over at 14th and Oak at 2.
Yeah, she's selling cookies for charity, the Woman's Club. So snap it up, huh?
I will do my best. Perhaps if madame could give me some idea of what she would like...
How can she tell till she sees it? Just keep trying, Monsieur. You'll find we're easy to please once we make up her mind. So whatever you got in the back room, trot it out.
Oui.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Where'd he go? Is he still in the back room, McGee?
I guess so. Said he had one more hat to show us. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Oh, I am sorry I take so long this time, madame. But I have this one last hat to show you. I hope you will...
Put it away. We already decided on the one we want.
Yes, we have. And it's perfect.
Yeah. Ah, I am so glad, because this hat, I had to go across to the malt shop to get it to show you.
The malt shop?
Oh, I had a terrible time getting it away from my wife. That Marie, she kicks.
Oh, that's what took you so long, huh?
Oh, she will be most happy to get it back. Now, monsieur, which is the lucky hat you and madame have decided upon?
Show it to him, Molly.
Here it is, over here. The dusty rose with the sequins.
Huh? That ain't the one, Molly. It's this off-the-face straw hat here with the...
Oh, no.
Well, I thought that was it.
No, it wasn't, sweetheart.
No?
It was... Wait a minute. Wasn't it this tall white turban?
No, I didn't like that one at all. Don't you remember when we stood side by side and made me look like I was walking on my knees?
Well, if I may suggest...
Oh, dear, look what time it is.
Yeah, come on, we'd better go. Well, that was a good try, Monsieur.
Yes, Henri. We'll be back again when we have more time. Oh, and I did want a new hat, too.
Sacré bleu! These crazy Americans!
Cookies, folks! Here you are. Get your fresh homemade cookies. Sweet cookies for sweet charity.
Now that's it, kiddo. You're doing swell. Keep pitching.
McGee, there's no need for you to stay around. I'll manage all right.
Well, I just thought I'd get you started. Give you a few pointers on salesmanship, you know. There's a lot more to selling than meets the eye. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes a couple of customers. Let me handle this. I'll show you what I mean.
No, look, I can...
How do you do, sir? Would you and your wife like... Oh, hey, look who's here, Molly.
Nice to see you again, madame.
Well, Mr. Henri.
My wife and I, we come to buy some cookies. Is that not so, Marie?
Yes, Henri and I, we just love the cookies.
Well, that's good, because we got all kinds.
Oh, yes, and it's for the Women's Club charities. So take your pick. They're $1 a pound. What kind would you like?
I like this chocolate.
Oh, no, no, too fattening. We take these oatmeal ones.
We just had oatmeal ones.
Oh, yes, she is right. Well, we take these big ones with the nuts.
With your new bridge work?
Oh, the bridge work, I forget. No nuts.
Well, if I may suggest.
Yeah, maybe we can.
I know. The lemon cookie.
Oh, not with the allergy, Marie.
We have some nice Toll House.
No Toll House. How about these date bars, Marie?
No. How about the sugar cookie?
You know, dearie?
Oh, no. Almond cookies, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mom.
Vanilla?
Brownies?
Lady fingers?
Fudge squeeze?
All right, already. Break it up.
Yes, Mr. Henry, we get the idea.
Well, Marie and I, we hated to do this, but every day you Americans drive us crazy. We feel it is about time we French fought back.
Vive la France!
Oui!
Well, you certainly taught us a lesson, right, McGee?
You betcha. Never do unto others right in the same neighborhood where they can come over 10 minutes later and do it unto you.
Well, now that the war is over, we take $5 worth of cookies assorted.
Good choice. Well, fix them up, kiddo.
Vive la France.
Here, folks, get your cookies here. Sweet cookies for sweet charity. Get your cookies here.
Bibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow's Tuesday, and that means Jack Webb will be with you once again in Dragnet, in the famous role he created, that of Detective Sergeant Joe Friday. An assignment for Friday and his partner Frank Smith may turn out to be a false alarm, or it may develop into the unexpected chase of a dangerous killer. But it's always fascinating listening, so be on hand tomorrow night for Dragnet. And don't forget the many other Tuesday favorites brought to you by NBC. There's Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show, with a full-hour adaptation of one of Hollywood's outstanding motion pictures. And for laughs, there's People Are Funny, starring Art Linkletter, the great Gildersleeve, that pompous, lovable water commissioner of Summerfield, and your friends from Wistful Vista, the McGees. That's tomorrow and every Tuesday night for Dragnet, Lux Radio Theater, People Are Funny, the great Gildersleeve, and Fibber, McGee, and Molly. It's the biggest Tuesday night in radio. Hear it on NBC.
Well, we took in quite a lot of money with our cookie sale, McGee.
Yep. Your woman's club ought to... Hey, look who's sitting on our front steps.
Well, John Walls.
Hey, I thought you kids were never coming home. I've been waiting for you.
Well, you're a little early, John boy. We still got about 60 seconds before we have to sign off.
No. I've got a message for you both.
Oh?
It's from the Motion Picture Daily about their annual radio poll for fame.
Oh?
Well, read it, boy, read it. Let's not keep us in suspense.
It says, we're happy to advise you that in the 19th annual Motion Picture Daily radio poll for fame, conducted among the editors, critics, and columnists of American newspapers and magazines, Fibber, McGee, and Molly have again been selected as the best comedy team in radio. Congratulations.
Oh, boy, isn't that wonderful, McGee?
Yeah, gee, thanks a lot, John. And our thanks to Motion Picture Daily and to the columnists and critics and editors who voted in this poll.
Yes, and our sincere thanks to all our good friends out there listening to us. You vote for us, too, you know, every time you tune us in.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. Henri was played by Rolf Sedan, and Marie by Betty Lou Gerson. Be with us again tomorrow night, won't you, when McGee tries to turn Good Samaritan, but not without the usual complications, you may be sure. Good night.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.